Well, it was several factors, not the least of which continuing the association that I've been fortunate to have with Wayne for 20-plus years. It wasn't a position that I'd aspired to for decades and thought that I would one day try to access. It was really, there is a lot of fluidity between the agent business, as you mentioned earlier, and getting into the management side of a team. But if you've been in hockey as long as I have and you want a challenge for the Stanley Cup, you know that there's only so many years left to do that, and I didn't want to lose this opportunity.
Mike, you've already had your job interview, but let's pretend we're back there, and you were talking about the fluidity between the agent and the GM. Talk about the things that you did as an agent that you think are really going to help you in your new GM role.
Well, Kara, there's a lot of similarities. Whether you're a team or a sports agency, you're looking to find the top young prospects to define who they are, and then if you're fortunate enough to select them, then the process begins of having a program that you've fine-tuned yourself, that you believe in, that maximizes their development as youngsters to get them to be the best possible player they can be for your organization, whether, again, it's a team or an agency. You got to get them to buy into the concept of team versus individualization. And then, really, once the contract is done, the agent and the team both hope for the same thing, for the player to play well enough to contribute and to get on the winning side. So in that sense, I think there are several similarities.
Mike, during the 6 months that Cliff Fletcher was the caretaker of the GM job, while some of the details of the sale of the team were ironed out to allow you to come in and take this position, the Phoenix Coyotes got a lot younger and a lot less expensive, and yet you have kind of gone out on a limb here and said that this team is going to make the playoffs. Talk about that.
Well, I'm not going to backtrack. To be honest with you, my comment was that I fully expect players on this team to know that we expect them to make the playoffs. It's not quite the same thing as a guarantee. I'm not Mark Messier going into Game 7, but we really do believe that this team should aspire to greatness, and that means, in our case, success in the National Hockey League is measured by your postseason performance. And to that end, we want to be there when the games started getting played in April. It's something that we're hopeful of doing.
Obviously, there are going to be jobs available on this team when training camp opens. So are you assuming that the competition for jobs is going to kind of foster a good chemistry that will carry you into the regular season?
Very much so. You mentioned Cliff Fletcher, and I can tell you it was a yeoman job that he did. In many cases, in this particular situation, the losses were significant enough last year that several of the top contracts had to be placed elsewhere. You don't often get assets back when you're getting rid of big tickets, and Cliff did his experience speaks for itself. He's probably one of the most accomplished executives in National Hockey League history. To have him here at an arm's length with me, obviously it's my good fortune. But we do have now a large number of youthful assets in the organization, several of which hopefully will be with the big team, and many more that will be developing at the American League level. So, I think it's an opportunity for this group, many of whom have yet to meet each other, to forge an identity of themselves as a team. Right now, I don't believe that the Coyotes have an identity, but when you've got a group of new young people together, they can, if they buy into the program, they can get an identity that in bad days, bad weeks, they can draw upon. They'll get them back to the winner's circle. The Edmonton Oilers' identity is speed, and they fall back on that whenever they get into a rut. Boston brings it up and down the wall, and they grind it away, and that's their identity. We need to get an identity, and I think we're going to do that.